we've all probably heard the words, or maybe even felt this way already in our heart, "That's not fair." Probably at some point in our life, maybe when you were younger, maybe even when you were older, you felt that way, or maybe you even said that. You can probably remember something that happened to a friend, or maybe even happened to you, that was not fair, and totally out of your control. Generally, we like to see things done in life in a way that is just and fair, don't we? And we don't like it when others are not treated justly, or when those things happen to us. Sometimes we get to see a part of God's plan, and we understand what's going on. But there are many times when we don't, and we can't figure out what's happening in our life. I'd like us to think a little bit about what happened to Joseph. He was sent by his father Jacob to go visit his brothers who were tending sheep. His father had asked him to go and check on them and see how they were faring. Well, they saw Joseph coming, and his brothers said, "Oh, here comes that dreamer. Let's kill him." And they treated him very badly. They sold him to a group of Ishmaelites who were going to Egypt, and so they sold Joseph to them, and next thing you know, he found himself in Egypt and was treated very unkindly. He found himself eventually in the house of Potiphar, and he was Potiphar's servant. And for a little bit, things seemed to be going quite well. And then one day, he found himself in prison because Potiphar's wife falsely accused him. You know, Joseph could have looked at his life situation and said, "This just isn't fair. I mean, what did I do wrong that my brothers sold me into slavery down here in Egypt? And now here I am in prison. Is life going to affect me? This just isn't fair." You know, he could have said that. He could have felt that way, and he could have just turned his back on God and said, "This is ridiculous. I'm done with this." But Joseph didn't. You know, he chose to trust God instead. And you know what came out of that? Some years later, when Joseph's father Jacob died, his brothers said, "Ooh, now that our father is dead and gone, Joseph's going to get back at us now." And they were afraid. And Joseph told his brothers, he said, "You don't be afraid. You meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. God had a plan in mind there for Joseph, and it was actually the salvation of his own family." What a blessing there. But you know, if Joseph had said that that's just not fair and turned his back on all of that, things could have come out quite differently, wouldn't it? I remember as a young boy at home, I was, I think, about 10 years of age, I had a good friend of mine at church, and here his mother was killed suddenly in an automobile accident. A man that was drunk and driving crossed over on the road and hit their car head on, and my friend's mama was killed instantly and hurled into eternity. And I thought, that's just not fair. What did they deserve to get that, to have that happen to them? You know, I think we can think of a lot of things like that. Maybe something that happened in our own life, or maybe some friends of ours. You know, we can think of those things. And life has those kind of experiences, doesn't it? Well, I'd like us to think a little bit about what Jesus said here in what we call the Lord's Prayer, where he begins, "Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread." Now get this. "And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." I'd like to go back to that phrase, "and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors." What was Jesus saying there? That sentence says, "Father, forgive us to the extent that we forgive those who have wronged us. And he explains that more in detail in the verses after that prayer. He says here, "For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." Ooh, that puts things really in a serious light, doesn't it? Well, you mean we have to forgive, I have to forgive that man, I have to forgive that woman, I have to forgive, you fill in the blank, someone that wronged you or someone that wronged a friend of yours? And the answer is yes, absolutely yes. Those are the words of God, those are not my words. And they are hard. Let's face it, they are hard. And our flesh and our carnal mind shout out, "But that's not fair to have to forgive someone who wronged us. And what did we do to deserve that?" We need to see these situations from God's perspective. And in faith, trust him for grace to overcome wrong thought processes and bitterness and put our "that's not fair" experience behind us and move forward in victory. We must learn to deal with the emotions and attitudes that come out of those difficult "that's not fair" experiences. And that's incredibly critical. If we don't deal with them, we will go on in life actually hurting others and ourselves because of it. How do we deal with those feelings, those emotions, those attitudes that come out of those experiences? One of the things that I've learned that helps is seeing all these things from God's perspective. Let me show you what I mean. Generally speaking, we all have pretty good thoughts about ourselves, don't we? And there's a sense in which that's right, we should. But the reality is that all of us at some point in our life have told a lie, haven't we? Or maybe you've been proud or disobeyed your parents. You know, okay, so maybe we didn't commit murder or adultery, but sin is sin. The Bible makes no distinction between murdering, telling a lie, being disobedient to parents, or adultery. Sin is sin. And the Bible says in Romans 3, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." And in chapter 6, he says, "The wages of sin is death." And furthermore, "All those guilty of those things shall have their part in the lake of fire, which burneth with fire and brimstone." Revelation 21:8. Now, that's not a good picture of ourselves, is it? But we really need to see ourselves for what we are. And all of us, every one of us, have the sentence of death hanging over our head. But wait. And here is the greatest, absolutely the most incredible, "that's not fair" account that ever took place in all the history of mankind. All others pale in comparison to it. And that is that Jesus Christ paid the penalty of death for you and me, that we might live and go free. Really, think about it. Jesus Christ, in John 1, says he was the creator. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. He was creator. He was King of glory. He lived continually in the presence of God, in holiness, love, and all those other attributes of God. He was the Son of God. And he left all of that, the presence of God, the holiness, and all that. He left and came and walked this sin-cursed earth and lived among sinful men because he loved you and me. And he went to the cross. He laid down his life. He paid the penalty of death for you and for me. And he didn't do anything wrong. He never sinned, not even once, that we might live and go free. Now, that's not fair. And friend, I tell you, that incident makes all other "that's life's not fair experiences pale in comparison to it. You know, if we learn to see these things from God's perspective, it helps us to deal with those emotions and feelings in our hearts. It really does. It has helped me to keep properly focused in my walk with God. Let's face it, injustices happen all the time. And it's so essential that we see them from God's perspective. Remember, Jesus said, "For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you." Friend, if you're willing to do it, He'll give you the grace to do it. God bless you.